Welcome to Fit Tips, one in a series of tips to help make your computing life a little bit easier. Brought to you by Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. There you'll find links to newly released podcasts, combined forms for all our member shows, our RSS feed, and exclusive content, including these Fit Tips and our specials, which offer up a little high-tech fun. This is Douglas E. Welch of Career Opportunities, the high-tech career handbook, at welchwright.com/career. Today's Fit Tip is on using SME Server, one way to put older computer hardware to use instead of throwing it away. As a freelance computer consultant, I often end up with lots of older computers that, while still capable in some regards, no longer cut it as the main desktop machine for my clients. Many of these units originally ran Windows 95 or Windows 98 and simply don't have the speed, memory, or hard drive space to run Windows XP. Still, I'm always looking for a way to reuse these computers. With SME Server, I may have found a way to make them more useful than I ever thought possible. SME Server is a free Linux server distribution that provides a bevy of useful tools while still running well on older hardware. It includes a complete LAMP environment encompassing Linux, Apache, MySQL, and PHP. It also provides file sharing, print sharing, an email server, a network firewall, and much more. Even better, your average Linux newbie, which would definitely include me, can have it up and running in a matter of an hour or so. To get started, download the ISO disk image from the SME server website. Use that disk image to create a standard bootable CD. Once a PC is started from this CD, it should automatically recognize most, if not all, the devices in the PC, including video cards, sound cards, and, most importantly, network cards. Work your way through the simple setup, and after one reboot, you have a new server on your network. Once running, SME Server is managed via a web-based interface that allows you to set up SMB file shares for day-to-day or backup use, print sharing, email, etc. You can also use SSH for management. Both my Windows XP machines and my Mac OS X boxes work well with the server, which appear as normal Windows or Macintosh servers on the desktop. I was also able to set up rsync sessions to create automated synchronizations of local files to the server. As a Linux newbie, I originally set up SME Server as a testbed to teach myself how to install a variety of open source software that runs in a LAMP environment. Over the course of a week or so, I was able to install several major software packages, including SugarCRM, a customer relationship management system, MediaWiki, the wiki software developed by the same people who bring you Wikipedia, Mambo, a high-end web content management system, and WordPress, the well-known blogging software. With relatively few hitches and a few hours of time, I was able to have a complete server environment up and running, and I was amazed at how easy it all was. If you have some old hardware lying around the home or office and want to get a few more years of use from it, you'd do well to look at SME Server. I have a few specific situations where I might even roll out an SME Server as a small office server solution for some of my clients. It might seem hard to believe, but simply adding additional hard drive space could turn a worthless desktop PC into a company-wide resource. SME Server can be downloaded directly from the website at contribs.org. That's contribs.org. And there's also a link on the website. For more Fit Tips and other Friends in Tech content, visit our website at friendsintech.com. This has been Douglas E. Welch for Friends in Tech.